not to overplay the stereotype, being from Mississippi, but the truth of it is, I mean, when you grow up on a farm or in rural areas and stuff like that, you just got to get the job done. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been plenty of times where we had to go fix a fence and we didn't have any extra fence.
Yep.
And we just had to figure it out with what we had, because not doing, I think that's where people go wrong, is they let not doing it be an option.
Gotcha.
The truth of it is, if you put yourself in a position where you don't have a choice, then it's a different mindset. It's not, you know, we don't have this or we don't have that. It's, this is what we got, make it work.
Yep. You got to figure it out. I love it. What's up, everybody? Trevor here with Carrot. I got some special guests with me today, and I had a chance to, first of all, meet these guys in person this last week down in Dallas, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But I'm crazy pumped because I was talking with Adrian, before I hit record, we were chatting a little bit, and I'll introduce you to Adam and Brent here in a second. But I was talking with Adrian, this is a couple of years ago, and he met these guys. That was the first time I ever heard of the Big Sip name in there, and I heard these awesome guys, Adam and Brent. And at that time, of course, I hear lots of those different names from Adrian and through people when we go to events. But the cool thing is, you guys kept popping up, and it was for the right reasons, because you guys were crushing it. And had a chance to meet these guys in Dallas, like I said, and we're gonna fill you in on some of the cool things we did down there. But welcome on the Carrot Cast, finally, 2 years after you guys have been Carrot members, Adam and Brent Moreno. Adam Johnson, Brent Moreno.
Oh, man.
Dude, the way I said it, it made it sound like you guys are married, Adam and Brent Moreno. So, Adam Johnson and Brent Moreno.
I do like him a lot, just not that much.
It's hyphenated.
That's right. So, before we dive into your story, I want to pick apart your guys' story because it's really fascinating. There's different kind of connections to Carrot. Adrian met Adam down in Panama. And then Brent came in the picture to Carrot around the same time, but separately. So number one, who are you guys? Where do you guys live? Kind of what do you guys do? What's your business model?
So we're in South Mississippi. And when we say rural, right, Brent's from a county where they literally have no red lights in the entire county. We used to joke that if you came north from the Gulf of Mexico in the middle of the state, go 50 miles, take a left, go 5 miles, take a left. When you feel lost, mine's the third driveway on the left. I didn't have internet at my house until June of 17, I believe it was.
No, I think it was later than that. It was like seven. You had a website before you had internet at your house.
That's true. I had a Carrot website before I had internet at my house.
So how does that work? Were you doing it on your phone? Were you doing it at the local library? Like, what was going on there?
I think that one I did, I want to say I set it up at the insurance office that we've got.
Okay.
Piggybacked on their Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, just, I've always been old school, pen and paper. I learned, you know, from a lot of my dad's mentors, which he got started 44 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just in that circle, that was how I was taught to do it. We had a yellow notepad and just hustled. You know, I didn't have the late night data access, so I went and got keys to the courthouses. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just plugging along, but the old school way. And then I met this guy and he ruined everything.
So I want to break that part of the story down, but also I want to reverse back here to add some context for everybody. So we were down in Dallas, and first time we had a chance to meet in person, and I'm doing a session, you know, breakout session there. And there were some logistics things that were crazy. We surmounted them, but there's a guy with a cowboy hat in the crowd, basically saying, "Hey guys, you know, I have an AOL email address still. I figured out how to do this, and we had our first $100,000 month last month. So first $100,000 month. I didn't recognize you, and then after that, I'm like, shoot, that was Adam. you two are the two of the main guys I wanted to meet down there." And so that was amazing. But so guys, their first $100,000 month last month. So these guys didn't just start yesterday. They haven't done just a couple of deals. They've got a system. They've got stuff that works. And we're going to dig into what that stuff is. But so you guys connected then. How did you guys connect? And kind of what was the context? So were you friends? Was it all business the whole time? Kind of what was the deal?
So I'll share that story a little bit.
He's going to take some jabs. I'm just going to warn you.
So we've known each other for about 6 years now, I think so. Close to 6 years. So one of my best friends from high school that I played baseball with was living in a house that I had rented, which for whatever reason, I was always traveling. So just to step back on that even a second, like I spent 12 years in the event marketing world. So I was always, you know, guy going to all the festivals, going to all the sporting events. I mean, I was at Super Bowls. I had a fantastic job. Like everything else, though, after 12 years of concerts and sporting events and everything else, it starts to kind of wear on you, especially with that much travel. I know I spent over 300 days in a hotel 1 year, which is a lot, right?
Did you have a family at that time, or that was when you were young? No,
yeah, young. I got started pretty early, like 21, up until winter of 2017 is when I finally quit my job.
Okay.
I was getting married. I planned on moving somewhere. I was like, I can't keep doing this and expect to have a family and a wife to be there when I come home every time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that was kind of my motivation to get out of it. And then obviously I was scheduled to be at the Route 91 in Vegas. I got pulled to a different event. Most of my friends covered that event. That whole thing happened with the mass shooting, and that helped me step back a lot. I just really don't want to be doing these events anymore. Not necessarily because I was scared or worried. I still enjoy going to concerts.
That was just what pushed you over
the edge. That just kind of pushed me over the edge. Like, you know, I really don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
They called me in November and said we had an event close to Christmas in Vegas for a Las Vegas Bowl. And I was like, you know what? I said, I think I had like 60 grand closing that month. And I was like, I got too much going on. I was like, consider this my 2 weeks, guys. I'm done. And I still remember, I made a comment. I was like, it's the only time you will ever quit your job and someone will congratulate you when you're doing real estate. My mom and all were worried for a while. Like, you got such a great job. You make great money. Why would you leave it? But for me, I knew my way out was through real estate. And I became very passionate about it. So going forward with that, it's like, that's where I met Max. Max was doing event marketing. Max posted something on Instagram. I just bought this house for 17 grand. Mm-hmm. I need to go back and find it and screenshot it and like hang a picture of it.
Yeah, dude. It
piqued my interest because I was always interested in flipping. Like I used to always watch the flip shows and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I would love to do that. I need to have like 200,000 in the bank before I do it.
When you were flipping already, you just didn't do houses.
Yeah, I mean, I've always you know, had a little side hustle where, you know, just some arbitrage where I pick up something for cheap and then go and sell it. Like, heck, even this past weekend, it's something I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Me and my wife went to an auction, bought a bunch of crap we don't need, and I already made my money back on it. And I was like, the whole day was fun. We had a blast. You know, it was a good time for both of us. I got like a $3,000 printer out of it for the office for $20.
Yep.
It was a good time, right? But I saw that post for $17,000. I immediately hit him up and I was like, hey man, I said, I've got $17,000. I was like, next time you come across something like that, I said, I'll buy it from you or we'll go in it together or whatever. And he goes, just come to Winston-Salem next time you're home. I was in South Carolina at the time, and I'll show you what I'm doing. So this is when Max was probably about 2 or 3 months in.
Yep.
I drive up, I go visit him. He's like, man, you got to get Carrot. You got to get the CRM. He was showing me all his tech. And then he was like, I've been making $20,000 a month since I started.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like Jonah Hill and Wolf of Wall Street. I was like, you show me a check for $20,000 right now. I quit the job. And that's all I needed to hear. And then I get on the phone. I knew Adam had been in real estate for, you know, years and years. I just thought he was, you know, buying rentals and flipping, right? Which needs a lot of money. I called him up and I was like, hey man, you ever heard of wholesaling before? He goes, oh yeah, I do it all the time. And that's where the jabs come in. I was like, I've literally known you for 6 years and you never mentioned anything to it. But he has a good reason to, because there's, as you know, in this industry or any industry, and when you're an expert in something and someone seeks your advice, you want to help as many people as possible. But it comes to the point to where you spend all this time and energy on someone, they don't take your advice, they don't take action, and it's just a big time suck. You just wasted a ton of time. So Adam just used to push everybody off. I say, go read this book, come back to me with any questions. And that's exactly what he did to me.
And most wouldn't. Like that was my test and nobody really passed it.
Dude, I love that, man, because I do the same thing. And so I played college baseball, and several of my friends, I mean, there was literally one week when two of my friends, they weren't baseball players, but they went to the same college. We were in the same friend circle. They both hit me up from their engineering jobs at the same engineering firms. They must've been having a tough week, but they both hit me up separately. One knew that the other one was calling me. They were there at night at their office and like, I don't know what you do. This is probably 6 years ago, even before Carrot. They're like, I don't know what you do, but it just seems like it's better than what I've got. And I'm just like working a lot and I don't really like my work. And they're curious, right? But none of them were able to take the next step. And so that book filter is such a good one. And I've used it many, many times. The only person who's ever actually, there's one, maybe two, who have ever actually followed through after I gave them the book. One of them works for me now. And he's amazing. Brendan, he runs all of our PPC, runs PPC for about a dozen high level clients. And the other one's out there. He was my younger brother. And he runs a company called Athletes Brand, crushes it. But if anyone's out there and you are successful and you want to know that filter, start using the book filter. It's going to save you so much time. And if they can't read the book and come back to you, they're going to waste you a lot of time. So
he sent me a text about 3 days after I recommended it that showed where he had highlighted all kinds of stuff. And then the next text message, you know, you see the little dots pop up. And then there was a whole bunch of questions. And from a teaching standpoint, I was fired up because now, I mean, anytime you can talk about what you love to somebody that you know is listening, it's exciting.
Do you remember what book it was?
Flipping. Oh, I got a copy of it right there. Flipping Properties.
Okay.
Bottom right.
Cool. So Flipping Properties.
It's Flipping Properties by William Bronchick.
Okay. Yeah.
Which they have an orange copy now that's the revised edition, but it covers the basics for somebody brand new. They can read that book and get a lot of the basic understanding of the process.
Cool.
And look, I'm from Mississippi. I never was much of a reader. Honestly, it's probably the third book I'd ever read, cover to cover.
Just to be clear, we can read.
We can't read. I can't read. I'm just, I didn't thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah.
Until I started getting into real estate and my thirst for knowledge. And Adam can tell you, I feel like that's a lot of my progression was that I took things from, you know, there's so much free content out there that if you got the time, there's really no excuses, right? So I found myself driving cross country all the time, going to these events. And, Adam can tell you, I took him to the NFL draft in Philadelphia, and we started in Mississippi. We stopped in South Carolina for a couple of days. And we actually did some driving for dollars over there, and I locked one of those up.
Mm-hmm. When you did your first deal, first house we looked at together.
So we get about an hour outside of Philly, and Adam goes, like, can we listen to anything, like some music or comedy or something? Like, I burned him out because I was listening to podcasts, book. Podcast. I literally canceled like my subscription to Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped watching Netflix. All it was YouTube, podcasts, and audiobooks.
Yep.
Yeah. I was consumed by it. I was obsessed with it. I still am.
Mm-hmm.
So having that obsession, it was like, I just want to learn as much as possible, as quickly as possible, because I'm the type of person, when I go down a rabbit hole, I'm in deep, right? So I need to make sure that I'm not. That's one of my problems also, that if I get sidetracked and something piques my interest over here, I go, oh, that sounds cool. Let me get into that. And then I spend all my time on something that's not generating income, right?
That's why we keep the rope, so we can lasso him back in.
I love it. So you got the first deal done on driving for dollars on a road trip. What happened then next? Like, when did you guys decide to partner up as business partners?
Well, just to correct you there, because my very first deal was actually an Uber.
Uber.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
$100, but it was from a bird dog.
Yeah, because I was gone all the time, so I had no way to go drive for dollars. I was in an Uber group that I created because before real estate, when I came home, wife was in law school. I was like, I'll just drop her off at law school, and I'll turn it on and drive while she's in school, and then pick her back up instead of staring at the walls. Anything to make, you know, a little extra money.
Yep.
Yeah, if it pays for my truck note, my insurance, it creates a fun little day, right? Mm-hmm. I stopped doing it because I was doing it at night every now and then, and I just got the view, it's college town, so all kind of craziness happened, and I was like, nah, this is nothing, whatever, I'll just keep moderating the group. But the thought occurred to me, I was like, all these people do is drive around. If I could just get a couple people in this group, there was probably like 150 people that are in this Uber Facebook group, to send me vacant house leads, I'll just call them when I'm in my hotel room, schedule an appointment for when I'm back in town. So I had one girl that took my offer up, and she found like 35 that she sent to me that were real hot. And I closed on two of those. The first one was my first deal. The second one was when we were in town. And the third one was like 2 or 3 weeks later after that. So,
I want to break that down a little bit. And you talked about that when we were down in Dallas about the Uber driver stuff. You guys do so many types of marketing. We're going to dig into those the marketing, you know, how you did the first $100,000 month last month, kind of what that breakdown was. But I want people to realize and listen to this, right? So many people overcomplicate it. They think that everything's got to be this way. They think that if they're starting, they have to have this budget to do. So budget makes it easier. Budget accelerates, right?
Right.
You just use your ingenuity. You're like, well, who are all those people that are already driving? Well, they're Uber drivers. Let me create a group to capture them. And let me see if one or two of them would be motivated to actually go, you know, with the Driving for Dollars app or whatever it is they were using, capture stuff and send it my way. And so everyone can do that stuff, guys. Everybody can do that stuff. It doesn't cost you any money to do it. And Brent just decided, well, cool. I'm just going to do it and see if it works. If it doesn't work, you throw it away and you go do something else.
Right. And part of it is just a getting the job done mindset. I mean, not to overplay the stereotype, being from Mississippi, but the truth of it is, I mean, when you grow up on a farm or in rural areas and stuff like that, you just got to get the job done. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been plenty of times where we had to go fix a fence and we didn't have any extra fence.
Yep.
We just had to figure it out with what we had, because not doing, I think that's where people go wrong, is they let not doing it be an option.
Oh, gotcha.
The truth of it is, if you put yourself in a position where you don't have a choice, like, hey, the cows are going to get out of the road if we don't fix this fence, then it's a different mindset. It's not, you know, we don't have this or we don't have that. It's, this is what we got, make it work.
Yep. You got to figure it out. I love it. So you got this first couple of deals done. At that point, where you guys decided to partner up then?
No. So I was still in South Carolina. It was always in the back of my head that we possibly were going to be moving back home to Mississippi. So all my friends, my family are here. So we had talked and we went out to Extreme Freedom, which is where I met Adrian and Pete. We went out to Extreme Freedom, and that's when we decided to create the Facebook group. We really didn't do much with it until I got back home.
And that's a real estate roundup group?
Yeah, that's the Facebook is a real estate roundup group. So
in all fairness, it took me a little while to figure out a login.
So the minute I come back home, I was like, look, you know, we both were providing value to people around us that were here locally. I was like, how do we share our message with everyone and provide as much free content for people so they don't have any excuses to get started? But let's just do a weekly Tuesday night call at 8 p.m. We'll get on and we'll just have, you know, you and I will cover the topics and answer questions for an hour every week, right? So we started that as soon as I moved back home in May or June. I started June when we really started, because I was still remodeling the house that I'm living in now. So we started really hitting it hard in June, and slowly but surely, like, just a small audience started happening, a group of people, and then we started taking on a couple of mentorship students, and they started crushing it, and then we had a bunch of those out at the event. So we've created like this small little group of like everyone's like family, right? And we just thoroughly enjoy hearing their success stories and putting them up on a pedestal, even above us. Like, I want to see them succeed.
Mm-hmm. And even the partnership on just the real estate side, I don't know that there were any significant, like, aha moments. I think it was just like the perfect organic happening. I don't know of a better way to put it, because every day that we talked about real estate together, we realized how drastically different we are. But with the same core values and goals and principles.
Yeah.
But I mean, Brent can do like he could be asleep and do more tech stuff than I can do while I'm awake. Right. But I mean, like when it comes to sitting down in a house and talking to a seller and as they say, if there's a deal to be done, like I'm the guy that can get blood out of the turnip.
Yep.
And when those two come together, I mean, it's insane the synergy that we've created that is just, I mean, it's mind boggling. We've been talking about, we talked about it for an hour and a half last night about just how crazy it is, the things that we've done once we came together.
Man, business too, it's more fun with people. You know, I think it's really easy to glorify the solo entrepreneur. And also you look at it as, well, shoot, I don't want to give up half or whatever the percentage is to someone else. And at the end of the day, if you have the right person, it's kind of the overused analogy of, would you rather have 100% of a grape or, you know, 50% of a watermelon kind of thing, right? And it's the yin of the yang. You've got the person who has this skill set over here, person who has this skill set over here. There's some overlap for sure, but then you guys just amplify each other. It's funny, down at Dallas, we went to dinner with Tang Nguyen. Tang, longtime Carrot customer. He was at our very first Carrot camp, actually. Amazing dude. And when we first met him, he was a solo guy. And then he was at the same thing. He was at all these Rias all the time. There were these two other guys that they just were always talking and always working on stuff together, but they're all completely different. That's why they call themselves the Odd Brothers, right? Like they're all completely different, but they're crushing it. They do have 100 deals a year. They have a lot of fun doing it. And they're just doing amazing together, better than they could be separately.
Well, and that's what excites me the most. In fact, when we had dinner with our group in Dallas Friday night, I believe. I think we had 20 or 25 came and joined us for dinner. But I told him, I said, guys, I've been doing this for 16 years and you guys have something right now that I didn't have for the first 14 of those. And I mean, my thing was when I was doing all of, like, and I've done other things, insurance offices and tax offices and whatnot, but it's lonely when you make a lot of money and you have time to enjoy it and nobody's there. I mean, I had to make friends with all of my offshore people because they were the only ones that would come back and have free time during the week. And I had to make sure that the two people I made friends with weren't on the same rotation.
I love it. So Adrian, I brought this up earlier. So Adrian met Adam down in Panama at an event. And he told me about you when he came back. And so you guys end up partnering up somewhere in this time period. Right. And we were looking right before I hit record on here. And then we're going to talk about some tactical stuff, some strategic stuff, what you guys are doing now, how, you know, the specific marketing stuff you're doing. But you guys both joined Carrot 2 years ago, around the same time Max did, just like you mentioned, Brent. And it's funny because when I open up Brent's account and I've got Adam's account here, they're both, you know, within a month or two of joining each other, you know, 2 years ago. Adam's, when you join Carrot, we ask you a couple questions and we can kind of figure out, are you wanting to do the work yourself or are you like, and then what's your experience level, right? And Adam was a pro, i.e. he did at least over that threshold of deals that where we asked the question, and hands-on, which is interesting after getting to know you now, with the online stuff. But then
I think I may have been confused by the question.
Possibly. And then we opened up Brent's right before this because I'm like, I'm just kind of curious. I want to check out your stuff before we hit this. And Brent's was novice, and right? That's only 2 years ago, guys. 2 years ago. And then he accelerated so fast over those 2 years by getting around the right people, by getting around Max, by getting around Adam, by diving in and doing. And like Adam said, not by looking for outs, but he said, well, it's got to get done. So what's the way to get it done, right? So when did you guys start really scaling things up? I know you did your first $100,000 a month last week. Last month we did a Facebook Live on that from the event. We'll link it up in the show notes and link to the Facebook Live where you guys dive into a lot of stuff. So we'll duplicate some of it, not all of it. Go to the Facebook Live, guys. It's an amazing, amazing 45-minute session with these two. But when did you start doing online marketing? Because a lot of your deals last month came from online. And then what's your marketing mix look like?
I'm going to answer one question, the first part of that, and then you answer the marketing question because online is not my forte.
Yeah.
I would say as far as the structure and the scaling, we started diving into it and planning about June or July, like really diving into how we were going to structure it, how we were going to do it, what exactly our game plan was.
Of 2017.
And then I would say we did some deals. And then we did a lot last fall where we really dove in, like November, December, and tried to fine tune a lot of the details. And it wasn't until about January that I would say we came out of the gate swinging. And I think we did 12 deals in February. I don't know how many we've done in March, but it's well over $100,000 a month.
Dude, that's crazy. Man, that's crazy.
He can give you all the details about how we did it.
It's funny because, like, you know, as far as like his website and all, I kind of took control of it, went in, changed a few things. And I was like, to start him on PPC, I just took my PPC and basically exported it over into his and changed the city names and stuff. But, so we started doing that. And he was getting some success from it. I was just like, look, I'll do it for you while I'm in South Carolina. He was getting some success from it, but it was a lot of money. And then I got really obsessed with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a bunch of courses on Facebook marketing. It was mostly like how to start a Facebook agency, mm-hmm. and ad agency, which I wouldn't have taken those courses for that.
Yeah.
But it piqued my interest, and it made me go start a marketing company that I really have no interest in running. Just because clients are like having a job.
Oh yeah.
And they were just asking way too much of my time.
Mm.
So I just kind of, I'm very careful not to take on, right now I have one client. And that's only because the office that we're in, we have my wife's office, we have our conference room where we do our closings, and then we have the office that Adam and I are sitting in right now, and they pay us $300 a month because I'm running marketing services for his cryogenic center next door. And it works out well, right?
That's cool.
So we have, you know, I'm getting paid to be in an office space. So that tool.
It's a great start to your business.
But I'm not, I'm very careful about who I offer my services to just because it's a lot of time and you got to be dedicated to it, right? And we're growing at such a fast pace that I can't focus on anybody else's problems. I love doing it. I love helping. I love the consulting side of it. But I'm not somebody that's going to run your ads for you. I'll teach you how to do it, but that's about as far as I'll go. So what happened was we cut out PPC because of the spin. We'll probably eventually go back into it just because I know it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to really dive into Facebook. So I took a bunch of courses. I probably spent around $3,000 on a bunch of courses to really focus in on how to do it right. None of them were for motivated sellers or for wholesale or anything like that. But I just kind of took and picked a few, like the real estate stuff that they were doing. Like, well, I can tweak this and make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I started running ads at like $5 a day. And you can go back. What I love to do is go back on Adam's stats on like visitors per month and like do like a year. You can see when our Facebook ads were running and when they weren't running.
I gotcha. Yeah.
I see like a big wave to where there's 30, 40 people coming today to where it's like 2 to 3 people.
Yep. I opened up the account just now. And yeah, there was a... Yeah, that's interesting. It looks like August of last year, you had a big old spike, and then it kind of went down a little bit, and then you had a spike again February, March.
When we turned them back on.
Because we turned it off while we were really planning everything out.
Mm-hmm. And this is the cool thing, guys. So I'm in the back end of their carrot site. I'm not going to show any of this stuff. I'm speaking it because the stuff works. So 26 minutes ago, right before we hit record, I think it was, you guys, Adam said, hey, I just got a text message from another carrot lead. And so that one, a gal named Andrea, came from a Bing search. Our system says it came from a Bing search. And she filled out both forms, the step one and the step two. So you have a really good qualified. She's been in the property 10 years, da da da. But then 3 days ago, Facebook ad, 4 days ago, Facebook, another one that same day, step one and two, Facebook, a Google search one in there, Facebook, Google search. So like you guys have a good little mix. Some people are finding you from Bing searches, from Google searches, but then really, really consistent Facebook leads in there.
And I can tell you that it's nothing that I've done on the SEO side because I've got to get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not been doing any, I haven't been touching the site, but it's simply just everything that you guys in a package right out the box.
And I'll tell you the thing that I like. Now, I'm horrible with names. Like, my memory is very selective. But for whatever reason, when it comes to addresses and scenarios and sellers and situations, I can remember all of it. And I checked that lead that came in right before you hit record. And that was one that our acquisitions guy in that county had texted me because he drove past it driving for dollars 4 weeks ago.
Huh.
And she would have had a letter go out last Friday. So she hadn't gotten our letter yet. And already she's putting her information into the site. So I know that she's really, really motivated.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I want you guys to make sure you pick that up, right? Because what Adam mentioned is they've got multiple marketing pieces going out. Number one is Driving for Dollars, direct mail piece. Hit that from, was that triggered from the Driving for Dollars? Was that like Deal Machine kind of stuff? Okay. Cool. And then something drove for online to do a Google search. So it could have been separate from it. It could have been, she heard about you, who knows what it is, but that's cool. I love it. Sweet. So your guys' marketing mix, at least if I were to pick the past month, and this report I'm showing it's only showing the past 2 weeks. It looks like it's kind of like, let's go back one more. Yeah. You've got probably 50-50 Google search versus Facebook ads. So your February, sounds like it was an amazing month. Was that the 100,000 a month, February month?
March is.
March, okay, sweet. And we're not even done with March yet. Like March is right at the end of being done, like a day or two away. But what did that mix look like for deals that month? How many, what percentage came from Facebook? Did any of them come from Google search? Any of it come from your offline stuff?
And you're talking about our March month, right?
So yeah, the big one, yeah.
There's so many electronics, they're all going off at the same time. You're good. So for March, we had two flips that were roughly, what was that, 90,000 of that?
Yeah.
Both came from Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, the second one that we closed out of those two was Friday morning at the event. Mm-hmm. That was the one we rang the bell for that morning.
Cool.
And I think on some of, that was two of them.
And then
I'll be honest, I don't even know. I think we've done 8 or 9 JV deals this month, and a few of those came from Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
1 or 2 of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's cold calling.
Yep.
We have a cold caller in the Philippines. She's been with me for, I want to say, since like November 2017.
Okay.
She was like a lead manager at one point in time. Then I had her doing a lot of admin tasks. So she's been very receptive to anything that I asked her to do.
Hmm.
And then I moved her over to cold calling, and then I talked to her like every single morning on Slack. She's good morning at every morning at 7 a.m. She's texting me. I have her do admin tasks. So, like we're closing one next week that came from a realtor, a local realtor in there actually owns a brokerage. And he goes, I actually have a couple of rental properties we're looking to sell. And all I had her doing, I took the roster for all the realtors in the area and got all their emails. And every day I just had her send 20 emails and saying, hey, we're looking to buy properties. We bought 63 last year. We're trying to buy 100. Here's what we're looking for. These areas, yada, yada. Contact me if you have anything. All right. So a lot of it was, we got a lot of, realtors coming back, sending us just links, whatever. Then a couple people, I got a property here or there, whatever. We made a few offers. But just as something as simple as that, and that literally cost me nothing but what I already pay her on top of what she's doing for cold calling.
Referrals are a pretty big one. I would hate to say that they're a big chunk of our business, but I would say that they are a steady part of our business. And especially the deals that, they're the ones that pay the best because you walk in with instant rapport. You can make a deal without a lot of back and forth most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just easy. I mean, it's just the ripe, low-hanging fruit.
I would say 50 to 60% of what we do is easily replicatable.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else that we do is a lot of talking to people and just building that foundation of, your circle of influence, talking to everyone you come across, right? So those things just take time, but eventually you talk to enough people, they all start, oh, yeah, I know somebody you can give a call. Call this guy, right?
And even to the extent, because I think some people have trouble seeing past their eyelashes. They're so caught up in what they're going to get right this second. we do deals all the time. We did one the week before we came to Dallas where we made nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was some judgments and some title issues that took up everything that we would have made, plus a little bit. Our buyer said that he would still pull the trigger. So we said, all right, we'll get out of your way. Have at it.
Yep.
And it was still very helpful, but that's what we do. We pride ourselves in that. And when people do that, it starts paying off to the extent of one of the best deals I've ever been a part of was a lady that was about to lose it for taxes. And I mean, we have, so true story, right? We're down in the records room and we hear one of the ladies on the phone. I'm not going to say which county, but one of the ladies was on the phone and I hear her telling the, you know, hey, I'm sorry, ma'am. There's just nothing else I can do. Like these have to be paid. There's no way around it. They're, like, I don't have any authority to give extensions or discounts or payment plans or anything like that. It's just got to be paid. Well, she had repeated herself two or three times. So you could tell this person was desperate.
Yeah.
And we were walking around the records room and we hear her go, look, hey, hang on. Just wait just a second. Let me put somebody else on the phone. And hands us the county courthouse phone be the solution for the lady that can't pay her taxes.
Dude, that's amazing. And where you're going with that, everybody's is relationship. It's connecting with people. It's adding value. It's showing up consistently over time. So that's crazy. And let me reverse and restate that, guys. They were at the county courthouse. Were you guys gathering lists of people that you're going to cold call, or kind of what were you guys doing?
I think we were checking a title on a foreclosure we were looking at buying.
Okay.
I remember right.
Yeah. And you'd been there many times building a relationship there at the courthouse.
I've got keys to all of them.
Yeah.
That's he's not cool. Joking when he says that.
Like real, I mean, I've got keys in the trunk of my car to all the local courthouse.
That's amazing. That's cool. So then the lady hands the phone over because they're showing up. They're there consistently. Okay. And that's where a lot of people would kind of give up, where they're hitting the roadblock. They're not moving the ball forward at all. And they don't get to the point of momentum. And I was talking about momentum a lot. The momentum, it's not easy to get momentum, right? Momentum is hard at the start. That's why it's called momentum. It's like, if you look at the law of physics, what is it? It's like an object in motion stays in motion. An object that's still stays still until you push enough force to get it in motion. And then the thing starts moving. That's where you guys are right now, is the thing's moving. It's really hard to stop momentum at that point. The lady reaches out and hands you the darn phone. And you guys close a huge deal. That's a huge learning lesson from everyone there, guys.
And I think people, one thing that I have to throw in there is don't underestimate the legwork and the value, and then giving your efforts time to compound. Because most people, I mean, we had a guy, he closed his first deal. It took him a year and a week. You know, how many people would have given up? And those relationships are the same way. I mean, you're talking about, that was after 14 and a half years of me going to the courthouse till 4 a.m. And working there by myself. So I didn't have to wait on a computer. I didn't have anybody I had to talk to. Like, I could get it done. But then before I would leave each of the workers a note on their computer talking about how awesome they were. Or I'd bring them, you know, I'd leave them some kind of little chocolates. If it was close to Valentine's Day, I'd leave everybody a little chocolate on their computer, tell them how great they were, how much I appreciated them. On the hot days, I might show up that afternoon and bring them all a snow cone.
Yep. I love it. I love it. And that goes toward our mission, our state of mission at Carrot. Add humanity to business. That's what he's doing. Like, is that a strategy? Is it a tactic that can work? Of course it is. And he knows that. And same thing, we know that when we send out thousands of dolls every year, that yeah, it's a strategy, but also it's something that we want to do it. We want to have fun with it. You want to connect with people. It's part of why we do what we do. And I think that's the majority of why Adam does that. It's just him. He wants to do it. Adding humanity, connecting with people.
I love putting a smile on people's face. I really do.
I love it. So I'm going to take a little bit of a turn, and I want to dive into the online side a little bit more, because we kind of glossed over a little bit of it. You guys closed the majority of your big month this past month from online. There were some big deals in there. So Adam, when you're, or Brent runs the Facebook ad. So Facebook, on the Facebook side, what are you doing, Brent, on the Facebook side? Because I'll have some people hit me up that says, hey, it's not working for me. And then of course, on our side, we have a Facebook course too, and it works as long as you go tweak some stuff. But here's the thing. I want to know what you guys are doing, because I want people to go hunt down Brent. He's got a course and the stuff. You guys want to learn exactly what he's doing on it. But how did you guys get those leads? What are you doing with your ads? What do the ads look like? Is there any special things you're doing targeting?
Yeah. You need to go use bathroom.
I'm gonna go grab another water.
So it's you can overcomplicate Facebook, right? That's one thing that's what made me design the course that I designed, because I realized I was getting a lot of questions on what we were doing, how we were doing it. There's not enough time in the day, because I literally, you know, like I said, I've spent hundreds of hours going through my own courses to figure it out, right? For me, I see a lot of people using lead forms, and I've heard people say it works, and I'm sure it does. I don't like that. I'd much rather try to get them to my site.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get them to my site, I can then retarget them.
Yep.
So I usually run a post engagement ad, which is an ad set inside of Facebook. Just run a post engagement until I have over 5,000 engagements, and then I'll switch it to traffic.
Okay.
Because I want Facebook to learn who my demographic is, who I'm targeting, and who's performing.
I need to get a Key Man life insurance policy on you ASAP.
Yeah. I'll give you the recording of this video. You can hand this video.
I wouldn't know what to do if he disappeared tomorrow.
You got free access to my course.
that's right. So post engagement ad, is that a video you're posting for that post?
No, so it's simply I'm not even posting a photo, because I want the bottom to be the link to go to my site. But I'm also doing a few call outs on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, attention Mississippi, and I put click here, and it's my bit.ly/MS homebuyers.
Okay.
That takes you right to the carrot. I have to go through it again, but it's like, are you looking to sell your house fast? No commission, no repair costs, no sell when you want on your time frame. And I just use a bunch of emojis.
Real quick.
What?
Can you read that?
You got it says call rel.
From the website.
I got you from the dude right there, man. two carrot leads while you've been on this podcast. I love it.
So it's one tactic that I tell everybody to use, and you can all go to my site. If you want to take my copy, take it. It's there. Because Facebook gives it to you anyways. Otherwise, I might hold back on it. But you can go to your competition's website. So if you have somebody in your area that is running Facebook ads, you can go look and see what kind of Facebook ads they're running.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all the post engagements and our comments and shares. So if it's got a lot of shares, a lot of comments, it's probably a good ad.
Yep.
Take it and use it, right? Use what's working. You can go to MS Homebuyers on Facebook and go to info and ads. I think you got to be on your desktop to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and it'll show you exactly what ad I'm running. It'll show you all my copies, or you can literally copy and paste it into your ad, right? So take that copy, run with it, because it's working. At least it's working for us here. And it's worked for some of the people that have taken the course. And that was such an amazing feeling. When the first person that came back is like, man, he's like, I took your course and I made 20 grand my first week doing exactly. I mean, he even went as far as, you know, we have cashhomesms.com, cashhomescarolina.com. Yeah. His is cashhomesmn.com.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah. He's like, I probably have to pay your royalty fee or something. I was like, no, man, like, you did exactly what I told you. I said, steal everything that I'm doing. But he came back and was like, man, I made 20 grand running Facebook ads. I was like, man, that pumps me up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of the, you know, hundreds of people that say, well, it's just not working for me. And I go and spend time with them and dive into their ad. I'm like, well, your copy is lazy and your photos are boring. Like, your ad's boring. Like, there's no reason why I'd want to stop on this.
Yep.
Right? It's not catching my attention. Go to my file section in the group and take my copy. Mm-hmm. I have a copy for tax lists. I have copies for probate. I have copies for everything. Take and use that.
Retarget.
Yeah. So, yeah. The big thing is the retarget. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple, it's so funny because that picture catches everyone's attention.
The smiling lady.
Who is this woman?
Yeah.
Who is this woman in a black and white blouse standing in front of some bush somewhere, right? You're like, you see it because it looks like a normal photo. Like, why am I seeing this? Somebody mm-hmm. thinks it's their family member, or like they don't really catch, and they start reading it. But then they realize, oh, I'm like, I went to their website. This is about selling my house.
Yep.
So if they didn't pick them up on the first go, and the reason they're seeing that ad is because the pixel's installed and it's only firing on people who went to the website but took no action.
Exactly.
You can get really granular with it and start split testing and going male, female, 30 to 40, or male, 30 to 40, female, 30 to 40, mm-hmm. and seeing what's working, who it's performing with the best. Women usually are always the best when it comes to Facebook. and then start scaling it. And then if the ad set's not working that well for that demographic, well, I'm going to cut that off and I'm going to take that money and put it into the ones that are working, right? Mm-hmm.
Dude, so two quick questions on, and I'm looking at that ad, and yeah, it's a testimonial ad, right? It says, another please seller, contact us if you're interested in selling your home. Here's the link. And then it goes on to tell her story. I had a fire in my home in Hattiesburg, which caused significant damage. When Adam wrote me a letter expressing potential interest, and she tells the story. So that right there, that eliminates that objection, that objection in that person's mind from working with you.
Funny story about her. She actually... Like, I love her testimonial because she showed up at the house. I'm early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in the driveway. She pulls up and she's sitting in the car on the phone. I was like, oh, okay, she's wrapping up a phone call or whatever. She gets out. We walk in. She will not let me behind her at all. Mm-hmm. Every room we go in, I go first. Yep. Every time we turn around, she's standing back behind me. And we finally get done with the appointment and she kind of takes a deep breath and she goes, my son is so ridiculous. He had me convinced you were a serial killer. But we ended up buying her house and she was the happiest lady I think we've ever dealt with.
That's the house I live in.
That's the house he lives
really?
In.
Really? That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
I was in South Carolina, pretty much sight unseen. It was in some photos that I'm sending. Yep.
I told him it was a good deal.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So what's your daily budget, Brent?
Right now it's 15 a day.
What is our
15 a day now, but you built up to that.
That's on the general ad. The retargeting is like $5 a day, but it probably only charges us $1 or something a day because the retargeting is so cheap.
Yep. And then what are you doing for the audience there? Who are you serving up the initial ad to?
Oh, so my targeting. Mm-hmm. So I'm targeting 35 and older, male, female. And I want to say, because Facebook removed a lot of third-party data, and I haven't taken the time to pull, just because what I was planning on doing was just pulling a property roll list and just uploading the entire property roll for the area and just letting it find people who are homeowners. But right now, it's pretty basic. I think I look for people, I want to say I've targeted people who had interest in like retirement homes, anyone that's interested in like Zillow and Trulia. I have to go back into my list because it's been a while since I've changed anything. It's working, but I know in the course I have a whole thing of things what to do after Facebook because I knew that it was coming. So I put up there like a list, like here's all the things you can target that I feel like would be a motivated seller, right? So it was like people who are interested in retirement homes, assisted living homes, Trulia, Zillow. What else did I have? I know those are four of the big ones, but what I'll do is I'll send that list. I'll get on my course and I'll just send that list and you can post it.
Cool. And dude, so the website part's the second part, right? So you had mentioned earlier, and I'm getting kind of detailed here because I know there was a thread I saw on Facebook yesterday where people are like, it was in Investor Fuel, I think, actually, when they're like, well, Facebook isn't working for me and someone else says it is. And there's all these little nuances and someone brought up lead ads. And we found the same thing that, yeah, you can definitely get leads from lead ads. But the problem that we found is it's a really short transaction, right? It's like, give me information, then bam, we're out. We don't have the chance then to build relationship with them on our website. We don't have a chance to get them to click on the website and actually learn more about me, see some testimonials. So yeah, you can get ads through lead ads, but you completely miss the opportunity to pre-frame that conversation with them. And when you're sending them from a Facebook ad to your well-done website, which I've got that up there, you've got really good testimonials up there. You've got pictures with them. You've got a really good about page on there. You know, you've got just a lot of it is kind of our stuff that we had on there originally, but then you swapped out photos. You've got some good stuff, right? So, and that's a cool thing. I mean, I'm looking at it. You guys didn't change a lot. The copy, I think the copy on the homepage is mostly, you know, similar to what we had. You did change some design elements on there to make it stand out, which is awesome. Swapped a few photos out, but everything else is pretty much stock carrot and it's converting well for you.
And there's some stuff we got to add. I mean, I know after we talked in Dallas, that's been one of the things that he actually was like, you got to come over here and check this out because I don't know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So you need to come over here and sit in the room and take a listen. So one of the things that we're going to start doing is shooting a lot of content focused on how to help motivated sellers, get that on there so it'll start ranking, and then also adding like pictures of Adam and I and like our bio and our team and all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, dude, video posts. Like we talked at that session, man, just take out that cell phone. And when you're, you know, after you meet with that seller and she's happy, it's like, awesome. Here's, you know, Nancy who inherited this house and she looking to get rid of it. I'm going to walk you through a few options that Nancy has and kind of show you this house. And you might be in a similar situation, da, 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 da. And, you know, give us a call or go to our website if you'd like an offer on your house. And if you do those situational wise, you've got divorce, you've got inherited, you've got all those different reasons. Hers was fire damage, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So cool. Each one of those is a new video post, 3 to 5 minute video, record it with your cell phone, upload it to YouTube, and then plunk it into our video post feature. So many people don't know we have it, so we need to do a better job marketing it. But you like literally take the YouTube URL, paste it into our feature called video posts. Just find it in our help section. And our system yanks in the video. It sends the video out for transcription, brings the transcription back, makes you a full written article with your video, with all the words in it. And so you could create a 3 to 500, 3 to 800, 100 word article with no writing. Like in that, it's just no writing. You just talk into it.
That's awesome.
That's the way I like to do it. So cool. You guys got some of your biggest deals from Facebook. You guys are doing all kinds of different cool things. You've got some driving for dollars going. You're at the courthouses researching, grabbing those lists, doing cold calling. You've got a mix of marketing going, which is crazy, crazy important. With the online side, and we'll wrap it with a couple questions here, and then I want to talk about the event that you guys have going on in October. Because these guys, when I was down in Dallas, number one, I already knew they were good guys. I can see the data, and I can see that they're closing. You know, they have a lot of leads coming in. But the big test is, can they actually teach someone else to do it, right? And in that session, what was the dude's name, the blonde guy?
Was that Sean?
Sean, yeah.
Probably Sean.
Yeah, so Sean was in there, and he comes up, and he's like, man, I've just been cold calling, and I've got 10 deals done this year, and it's almost April right now, guys, so that's in a few months. He's still got a full-time job. And I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just doing what these guys tell me to do. Like, I'm just following the program, just doing exactly what they're telling me to do. Doing nothing different, and he's crushing it. So the things that you guys are doing, it's simple stuff. Some of it's complicated. You know, you learn some cool things, Brent, there that you're talking about. But a lot of it's just being consistent doing it, right? So we're going to talk about the event because I want people to go to the event to learn from people like you. But well, not people like you. I want people to learn from you guys specifically. But with the website, you guys have enough money coming in. Why don't you build a custom site?
Brent, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I have no desire to. Why would I?
Everything. You're talking about building our own site as opposed to using Carrot?
Yeah.
Because I'm in the real estate buying business. I'm not in the website business.
Look, I'm coming from a marketing background and understanding like branding and all that other stuff. Like I get it why someone would want to, but I also am a bit of a nerd and understand the tech side of it and all the tools that you guys put in there to help you start ranking fairly quickly versus me paying someone, because I could probably build a really pretty site, but a pretty site that doesn't function properly or takes a long time to load, then you start losing people, right? Your job is to make sure that the site functions perfectly. I know you guys go extremely deep into making sure your sites perform better than anyone else could possibly imagine, right? Right out of the box. Like I know you guys do heat maps and everything else to show where people's attention goes to and where, you know, where they click and, you know, where most people spend their times. And I mean, you go as far as like describing, you know, what links to have at the top and what order they should be in. Like that's when you start talking about those things, I know you put a lot of thought into it.
Oh yeah.
More so than some guy I hire on Fiverr to build me a custom site. And I got, you know, spend $4,000 or $5,000 building that. And then it doesn't function properly. And then I got to figure out how to plug it in to make sure it goes into our CRM and make sure there's APIs and Zapier connections and all that stuff that you just make it easy. Carrot just makes it easy, right? And that's really the goal, right? Like maybe not everyone needs, do I tell everyone, like when you're just getting started, you don't need a website.
Yep.
Get a couple of deals, have enough money to pay for like a year subscription and go from there, right?
Yep.
It does build some credibility, but the credibility is really built when you're in front of somebody.
Yep.
Because Adam's done hundreds of deals without a website, without business cards, without all that stuff. For me, I wanted it because I understand the importance of branding, but I put probably a little bit too much thought into it when I first got started. When you really think back and you look at it, none of that stuff, I've never gotten a deal from a business card. I never gotten a deal because my logo was cool.
Yep.
Right. None of that really matters. It mattered to me because I've come from that world. But just get going. Like, right. That's really all that matters. Like, go out there, meet people, talk to people, become their friends. Because that's the whole goal. I want to be able to call anybody we've done business with and say, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, I just wanted to touch base with you, see how things have been. You know, I know you moved out to Missouri and you're on the lake out there. How's that going? Mm-hmm. I want that kind of relationship with people, because that goes so much farther than, you know, just being some guy trying to buy your house.
Totally. Guys,
I know newbies do worry about that, not to get too far off track, but mm-hmm. like, don't worry about any of this stuff. Now, when you're ready for a website, let me just tell you, Kara's the way to go. It's easy. And they know what they're doing. Right. Yeah. If I can do it.
I didn't even help him set his up. So other than the way it looks now, but as far as like getting it online and getting it going, that was him.
That's how easy it was.
But it converted, right? Out of the box, it converts.
Yeah, it converts right off the bat. And I'd have never figured any of that stuff out. But I think newbies, like, when you're ready, get Carrot and some of these other tools. But until then, like, you don't need anything fancy. You just have to show up and solve problems.
Yep.
And if you're ever in a position where you feel awkward and somebody says, well, I don't see a logo, I couldn't find you online or whatever, you can do what I always did once that started coming up, is I would say, look, I'm here to help. I want you to get the most that I can afford to give you. Mm. And if I have to spend some of the money I make on this house on a fancy website and a this and a this and a this, then that's less money that goes into your pocket. So,
gotcha.
You know, I can go do all that stuff, but that means my offer went from 85 to 81.4.
Yep. 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 Gotcha. I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So guys, you have an event coming up in October. And first of all, I appreciate the heck out of you guys sharing your story. I love the story. Like, I love the story because we all have a story. Some of them are similar. Some of them are different. I love your guys' in a big, big way. I love the energy you guys bring. I love the positivity you guys bring. Just everything around, just being around you guys. We didn't spend much time in Dallas because it was a busy week, but I want to hang with you guys some more. So talk about the event you have coming up in October. Where can people learn about it? What is it? Where is it?
October 18th, 19th, and 20th. I'll give you the rundown and then you fill in the gap. So 18th, 19th, and 20th, 3 days. I will warn whoever wants to come that it will be an intensive seminar. Mm. We've got it mapped out. We've pretty much got all the speakers lined up, and we're going to go through the process of how to generate the leads, identify the opportunities, and convert them into something that pays. Mm-hmm. But our entire focus is on acquisitions, whether it be for cash deals or on terms. And we're going to try to show everybody how to do any of those, like any acquisition for whatever the exit strategy.
Okay.
So for the buy and hold guy, we're going to show you how to do it, whether with cash or on terms. That makes sense for you. For the wholesaler, we're going to show you how to do it on cash or terms in a way that you can sell a contract. For the flippers, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to show you how to get them, whether cash or terms, to just get more profit out of each flip.
Cool. Cool. I love it.
And for the most part, it's like, we kind of want to, our whole goal here was kind of match, because, you know, he's been doing it for forever. His dad's been in the business for over 40 years. So there's a lot of, his dad still studies like 2 hours minimum every day. He's forgotten more than I'll probably ever know. Mind blown when he starts talking. But he goes, you know, he follows a lot of the old guys, Jimmy Napier, Pete Fortunato, Dyke Spotifer, Jack Miller, real estate guys that have been in the business for a long, long time, right? You go to their meetings, they provide a ton of information, a ton of value, but it's in a classroom style. It's very boring. There's no energy in the room. It's kind of, you know, for all lack, you know, there's amazing information, amazing content, just a little boring, right? For most people, for people like my age, right?
Yeah.
And you got the events where it's like all hype. And we were trying to find that perfect balance. And I feel like, you know, with having people like his dad come up and speak and talk on the creative side of things, then having us telling our story. I know Max is going to come down and share his story as well. We got Brett Daniels confirmed for the event. So we're steadily adding a crew of people who either we've met in the past or we've worked with in the past that are all people who are in this business doing great things and providing as much value as possible in those 3 days. I want people to leave that event in their head to be kind of spinning, but I also want people to walk away with one or two things that will drastically change the direction they go in.
I will say this. I think one of the biggest things that I know is going to be drastically different than what anybody has ever experienced is that we're going to have a workbook that has an exercise in it for each segment that everybody comes to.
Sweet.
And they're going to fill in. So like if we talk about direct mail, you're going to have an exercise to write your direct mail piece. You're going to have a exercise to write your perfect cold calling script or ringless voicemail script or whatever it is, each step along the way. And in the back of the manual, we're going to have a fill in the blank business plan/plan of action. And you take everything that you've done, every exercise. And if you've done those and participated throughout the seminar, you're going to be able to compile those on Sunday night and have a perfect business plan/plan of action, whatever you want to call it, for Monday morning. You know exactly what to do, what to focus on. And also what we found most importantly is knowing what not to do.
Yeah. Guys, that's so important. We've got Carrot Camp here, and what we do in the second part of the second day is execution, right? Because same thing, you can bring someone in and inspire them, and that's all great. Like, you got to be inspired to go what you're going to do. But I think where so many events leave off is the inspiration without the execution. And so I love it. I absolutely love it. Guys, where do people find out about the event?
So you can go to the website. It's going to be called Real Estate Roundup Live. The website is rerlive.com. Make sure you go check it out. Hopefully when this thing airs, it'll all be up and running smoothly. Now that I got a commitment from Trevor. And also, we wanted to also say thank you guys for being the presenting sponsor.
Yep, for sure.
So it'll be rerlive.com, presented by Carrot. So,
I love it. Guys, I'm so pumped for you guys. Like I said, talking with the dude there that's your student, and also just following you guys for so long. I'm excited by everyone who goes there. I don't make any money by saying this. I just want people to go there. If you're at a spot where you want to elevate and advance where you are, whether you're trying to get your first deal done or get your next 10 done, connect with these guys is amazing. Go get there. Go join their Real Estate Roundup group on Facebook. It's free. Like they said, they live stream every single week. Hopefully one of these days, I'll be able to be on one of your guys' live streams. We'll need to get it on the books. That'd be fun.
So you tell us the day, any Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central Time.
I love it. No, we'll get it hooked up for sure. And last, guys, the big takeaway I have from just connecting with these two is, number one, don't overcomplicate it, right? There's so many different ways that they are able to get leads and close deals, and it doesn't always require a budget, like a money budget. Sometimes it's just a time budget, and you got to allocate some time and be consistent. So every single person who's listening to this, whether you're looking to scale up and get from, you know, 2 deals a month to 10 deals a month, or you're looking to get the first one, everyone has something from this call to go take away. And on the Carrot side, everybody that you mentioned that's speaking there at your event, that you mentioned there, is all Carrot members. Brent Daniels moved over to Carrot about a month ago. All kinds of cool stuff going on. So appreciate the heck out of you guys, all that you bring to the real estate world. Appreciate you guys as clients. 2 years in now, and it's been fun tracking your journey. And any final parting words for CarrotCast listeners?
If you don't have Carrot already, get it when you need it. if you're in the beginning, you may not, but when the time comes, don't miss out, because it's easy. I think the big thing, like you said, with keeping it, this is not an easy business. Like, there's a lot of hard work and hard thought and hard planning that goes into everything that we do, but we focus on the very simple tasks. And I think that's the biggest piece of advice I could give everybody is keep it simple, but work extremely hard on those simple things.
Dude, that's amazing. Amazing, amazing stuff, guys. Keep it simple, work extremely hard on those things. Adam.
I'll just leave you with my favorite quote. One of my favorite quotes is, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough people get what they want. Right.
That's a Jim. Is that a Jim Rohn? I think it's
Zig.
Zig. Yeah, that's right. Gosh, I love that quote too.
Yeah. Guys.
So you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough people get what they want. And you're in these houses and they want something. Figure out what that is and help them get it, even if that doesn't involve you making any money. Mm. Everything comes back around.
Yep. I love it. Adam, Brent, thank you guys for hopping on here. Big, big, big time. Appreciate you guys. I want to throw love your guys' way. Guys, go to rerlive.com, rerlive.com, and also go hit up the Real Estate Roundup completely free over on the Facebook side. Lots and lots of value. Have an amazing rest of the week. You too. Hopefully we're seeing you out there in October. Everybody go to that website, grab a ticket to their event. Really, really pumped about it.
So, oh, I want to make one last plug because we have a branding crisis.
What you got?
Our YouTube channel is Wholesale Hackers.
Yes.
So you got Real Estate Roundup, Wholesale Hackers, RER Live, RER Live, Wholesale Hackers, guys. Go check it out on YouTube as well. We'll link it up in the show notes. We'll link up all three of those for you guys in the show notes. We'll check it out. Thank you, Trevor, guys.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure meeting you in Dallas, and I am excited for whatever the future holds. I know we're going to be running into each other a bunch, and I mean, like we talked about the other day, I know everybody I've met from Kira, day one, meeting Adrian down in Panama and meeting Pete in Phoenix. I know that everybody in Kira is the way that they are because you've cultivated that.
I appreciate it.
And it is an absolute pleasure.
Guys, I appreciate it.
You said it the other day, and this was all in private. I think he literally said that. It was like, I've never in my entire life experienced a company with such great customer service
consistently
across the board than I have with Carrot. And that's any business.
And that's 100% you.
Kudos to you, man.
I appreciate it. And that means a lot to me, guys. It's funny. When we first started Carrot, one of the things I had written down was I want someday people comparing us like Disney, you know, that we provided such an amazing experience that it was Disney-like. Or at the event, I heard two or three people come up and said, man, it's Chick-fil-A level. I'm like, man, that's so cool. That's me. You know, we help people get leads, right? We help people get leads. I'm pumped about it because the leads are what help you guys close deals, which help you get the lifestyle you want, which helps you make the impact you want. But at the end of the day, we're able to impact people on a daily basis. It's not just the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? It's not just the cash that you're collecting. It's also the people that you can impact along the way. It's writing those notes, like Adam said, to the gals at the tax office. It's getting them the snow cones when it's crazy hot outside. It's with Carrot, you know, when someone has an amazing celebration, we send them something in the mail, get a Carrot t-shirt or a Carrot bud or something like that, right? That's what it's about, guys. It's the connections in between before you start and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. What happens in between is where the magic is. So appreciate you guys noticing that in a big way. Thank you.
For sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trevor.
Awesome, guys. Have an amazing week. Make sure you go and give this a rating and review. Go follow them on Facebook. The links are below. But guys, implement something from this podcast. Okay, there's lots of things they gave you can implement. Go implement something. Report back what it is. Hit me up on Instagram and tag. Say, hey, I implemented this from the talk with Adam and Brent, and this is the results we're getting. And go check them out on Facebook and their event. All right, have an amazing rest of the week. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, guys.